Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome to the Think TLH podcast. This is Betsy Couch, Executive Director of KCCI, and today we have with us Leon County Commissioner Brian DeLoge.
Good morning.
Good morning. So before you ran for a political office, you were hugely involved in the community. You started and owned your own business. And then,
grew up in Tallahassee here, Leon High School, Florida State, 10 years with IBM here in the Capitol, and then built a business from scratch, DeLoge Home Oxygen and Medical Equipment, which we sold 5 years ago. So.
Now, growing up here, did you ever know that this was the place you would want to live for the rest of the life?
Well, in fairness, when I finished at Florida State many moons ago, I could not wait to get out of town. Get me out of this two-horse town. I have spent my entire life here, and I spent 2 years out west as a ski bum. And then I realized it's not as bad as I thought it was. And, you know, my children went to the same schools to a large degree I went to, had some of the same teachers. It's been nice. Tallahassee's good like that. You go to the movies, you see people you know. It's not gotten big enough where you still don't see people you know on a regular basis.
Well, we're glad you chose to stay in Tallahassee.
Thank you.
And you have accomplished a lot as county commissioner. So tell us a little bit, you know, how did you first decide to run for county commission, and what made you want to get involved in the community in that way?
So Tallahassee's been real good to us. I served as chairman of the chamber, president of the Red Cross, a series of nonprofits around town, which is what you do when you give back to the community. And I was at a kind of an intersection of my life, and I had brought some partners into my business, rolled off as chairman of the chamber, rolled off as president of a men's club. I had my work weeks were going from 70 hours to 20 hours, and I looked around and said, I'm too young to retire. What do you do? And so, you know, I decided to run for public office. My school board member seemed to be doing a pretty good job. I don't live in the city, and county commission seemed to make the mess. It was literally that unscientific. I just wanted to serve. And so I jumped in very naively, thinking, how hard can it be? I've served on boards before. And so political boards are a whole different animal from a typical business board or nonprofit board. So, and it's been a great ride. I mean, Tallahassee's a great place, and I'm real proud of what we're doing at the county.
Well, and you should be. And now you also recently served as president of the National Association of Counties. That's a big deal. So you have traveled all around the country representing Leon County, sharing some of our best practices, and then also bringing back some of the best practices to our community.
It was a great opportunity. I served as president of our state association 5 or 6 years ago, and then I got the opportunity to be in leadership in the National Association, so 3,069 counties. Media interface. I've testified at the Capitol. I've testified in front of the Senate. I've been in both this White House and the prior White House a dozen times. You get a chance to see best practices and worst practices across the country. And, you know, I come home to Leon County. We should be proud of what we've got here. I mean, certainly there are things we could do differently, but I get a chance to see counties around the country that are much less progressive or successful as we are. It's been a great run, a lot of travel. All 50 states, and a lot of opportunities to meet county commissioners across the country. And we do, in every state, we do the same job. Whether it's a supervisor, a police juror, or a county commissioner, we end up basically being kind of local government is where the rubber meets the road. So, you asked about best practices. What are the things? You know, Leon County, as far as things we have done that I think are pretty progressive and pretty much out in front of the crowd, Village Square is probably one of the things I'm most proud of. And we started that a dozen years ago. Liz Joyner is the exec today and really is doing a great job. And I tell that story all over the country when I travel. And to some degree, as a result of some of my travels and others, but we're in Kansas, we're in Pennsylvania, we're in Utah, we're in California, we're in Pinellas, we're in Broward, we're in Leon County. And I can tell you there are half a dozen different places around the country that have been calling me and asking me, and I give them to Liz about how do we institute that, how do we create that. You know, government needs a dose of civility, and Village Square is a great way to deliver that. So.
And we're very fortunate to have Village Square here. You know, they're always hosting all kinds of unique talks. And it is wonderful. And when you walk into one of their events and it's a packed room and people are willing to sit down and listen to both sides of an issue and talk through that.
Yeah. And it's hard to describe to people. I was in New Mexico a couple of weeks ago in front of 500 or 600 county commissioners in New Mexico, and I took them through the Village Square story, and they all had half a dozen people come up afterwards and say, okay, I got to hear more about this. And I direct them to the website and say it's hard to define, but, you know, how do you have a civil conversation about the facts, which is lost in American politics today? So, but we're doing some other things here in Leon County we should be real proud of. Look at what our landfill out Appalachie Parkway, I grew up calling it the dump, is now the Appalachie Regional Park. We've got ball fields out there. We've got bathrooms out there. We created a cross-country track in the last 5 to 7 years that we're going to host and have the NCAA National Cross-Country Track Championships. And that didn't happen by accident. And I had 200 board members for the National Association of Counties from literally every state in the country here 2 years ago for when I was president, and they were blown away. I took a group of them out there to see the Appalachie Regional Park, and it was something they all walked away and said, wow, this is how public local government can turn, you know, things that we already own into a real asset for a community. So,
and a huge economic development driver, because you think of the thousands of kids that come for track meets and the money that infuses into our local economy.
Yeah, what was interesting was when we first put that in place and they started having statewide track championships, the first weekend we had a state championship out at the Appalachie Regional Park, the hoteliers were caught off guard. And it was not a home football game, but it was awfully close. And they were backpedaling going, what happened? What exactly was brought to the community? And then we realized it was fairly organic. I mean, we built, with the help of Gulf Winds Track Club and Florida State University track team, we built the track out and should be real proud of it. If you hadn't been out there, it is beautiful. I mean, you can have 10,000 people watching the last half a mile of the runners as they come in under a big canopy of oaks. And it gets written up in a lot of sporting pages around the Southeast, and people that have traveled here for it talk about it all the time. So,
well, and you've had a hand in revitalization efforts even since before you were county commission. You served... Thank you so much. You served on KCCI's first project, Get Gaines Going, where you guys were able to successfully push the timetable up for that Gaines Street redevelopment. Tell us a little bit about that, because what we've seen since those efforts of revitalization, there have been hundreds of millions of dollars that have come in terms of private infrastructure improvements. And you were really one of the driving forces make that happen.
It's funny because, you know, you get a bunch of creative people in the room together that all like the community they live in and the ideas that come out of it, which I think is really one of the kind of greatest things about the whole Catalyst idea. And I remember distinctly Allison DeFore and myself and a couple other people were sitting around and they said, we've been hearing this story forever about Gaines Street, the warehouse district. It's this bombed out industrial commercial area. And we've got Florida State on one side and Florida A&M on the other side and the downtown and the Capitol on the other. And how come we don't do a better job with that? And, you know, it took a series of kind of public appearances, maybe a little bit of a shaming with, you know, letters to the editor and people, why are we taking so long? And it was a complex thing because there was some pollution issues we had to deal with. There was some state issues we had to deal with. We had to traipse around between the city and the county and Blueprint and CRA. And there were a lot of different governing bodies that we had to kind of maneuver through. But in the end, yeah, I'm real proud to have had a small hand in that. It's a big success. And certainly continues to kind of revitalize that. You know, you tag on top of that what we've done with Cascades Park, and then you look at something I'm real proud of, which is the Capital City to the Sea bike trail, 122-mile bike trail that's slowly coming into fruition. Changes everything on the south side of this community. So.
Oh, it's a game changer for sure. And more is continuing to happen. Mm-hmm. And it all started, if you go back to Gaines Street and that revitalization, making that change happen, it's just snowballed from there.
I mean, and if you get a group of people in the room together that care about the community, that are bright and that are connected in different ways, it's amazing what can come out of that. So the whole KCCI program to me has always been fascinating because it's not a typical board you serve on from a standpoint of the Red Cross or the United Way or even the chamber type of thing, because it's, you know, how creative can we be? What can we do to make our community a better place? And when I was president of the National Association of Counties, you know, we in government, at least, you shouldn't hide if you're doing things better or you found a better way to do something like that. Talked about turning the landfill into a track. You know, why can't other communities across the country learn from that? I mean, the taxpayers are paying for all these things. Why don't we do a better job of sharing some of these things? So I'm a big fan of the whole KCCI movement. So,
well, thank you. And it's my favorite part of the job is always working with that diverse group of catalysts, because you never know what's going to happen. We help guide them. But when they do, they come in and they bring their own talents, their networks, their ideas, and they really turn out these just game-changing projects. And they're not always, they're not necessarily making something new. They're just building off of assets that we already have right here that may not have been reached to their full potential yet.
And we've got people in this community that a lot of people wouldn't recognize walking around that have unbelievable stories to tell and unbelievable skill sets that we can tap into. It's just a matter of finding the right combination.
And getting their excitement and their energy and channeling it for enhancing economic vitality in Tallahassee and Leon County. Now, tell us a little bit, you know, entrepreneurship's a big hot topic right now in our community. Well, you were an entrepreneur when you first started your business. So tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I kind of backed into it. I left IBM and started a medical equipment company. And, you know, Tallahassee is and will always be to some degree a government town. We don't see some of the other things. I mean, I know there's a lot of talk always about, well, we should be Austin. Well, in fairness, Austin has IBM and AT&T and Dell, and those didn't happen overnight. And we need to do a better job. We could continue to do the best job we know how to try and attract some of the talent around. I think a lot of the talk about tech transfer with some of the universities we've got here in town is really in the future. And if you've watched what's going on with OEV now, Office of Economic Vitality, they've tapped into the MagLab. You know, I don't think the average citizen in this community outside of the sciences out at FSU really understands the significance of the MagLab. I mean, it's world-class scientists coming here, 500 or 600 a year, come from all over the world just to work at the MagLab. So how can we take that skill set and that program, the facility we've got here, and do a better job of kind of, you know, capitalizing on that? And so, you know, there are industries around this country, around the world, that frankly would like very much to be near that type of program. And so that's the type of thing, you know, capitalizing on something we've already got and some of the intellectual capital we've got coming out of the university. So, but I mean, we've got a very favorable tax state, as this governor's proud to talk about all the time. We've got seasons here, which is different from other parts of our state, and, you know, and we're also a state that has very little snow. So there are a lot of reasons why people can come here and should come here. And we're a very highly educated community. So, I mean, it's a, you know, the Choose Tallahassee group has done a nice job of saying this is a great place if you're an early retiree to come see. So.
And it's also a great place to come if you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or a student looking to stay.
Yep.
And I do think that's one thing that's so exciting is there's so many really cool things happening in Tallahassee. It's just finding out about them.
Yeah.
You know, I know when we sat down with Greg Bobinger from the MagLab for the Think TLH podcast, and just hearing him talk about some of the research that happens there and how the new iPhone X, you know, that screen that was developed, that started with research at the MagLab. And then he even talked about some of the latest MRI technology. So you think of it as this big place that has the world's four largest magnets right here, but how it really is impacting all of our daily lives. And he said last year alone, they had more than 1,700 scientists come in from all across the globe just to do research here. And so it's great that we're now starting to really connect with them even more in terms of other business opportunities.
Yeah, there's always been an opportunity, too, with those 1,700 scientists who may be here for, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, to try and leave them with a favorable impression, too. Because like the students that cycle through here, 65,000 college kids, we've got a chance to touch them so that when they go back to wherever in the world they come from, they remember fondly Tallahassee. And potentially, if there's a chance down the road, maybe cycle back. So there's been, I know, a better job. It used to be they put them in Alumni Village, which was not exactly the showcase for the community. And so I think we're doing a better job of that. But it can always be better.
Well, what are you most excited for Tallahassee and Leon County's future?
There was a commissioner before me who used to talk all the time about the price of oil and talk about how we ought to be a more bikeable and walkable community. And I remember rolling my eyes every time he opened his mouth when he used to have these kind of statements. And I find I have turned into that commissioner. And I love Tallahassee for the fact that we're slowly becoming more and more bike and pedestrian friendly. And specifically, we have, you know, we've branded ourselves Trailahassee. If you like to be on the bike trails, if you like to be on a kayak, it's world class. And a lot of people don't realize that. The mountain bikers have figured it out. They've got this bootleg network of trails that they know about that very few other people know about. And we're slowly memorializing that and making them a little bit more formal. But we've got between the Wasissa, the Osceola, the some of the Wakulla, we've got, and the whole coastline, we've got unbelievable kayaking here too, which people don't realize. The St. Mark's Wildlife Refuge, the Apalachicola National Forest, we've got an unbelievable amount of national forest and public lands that are here too. So I'm real excited about the whole trails in our community and the ability to kind of remake Tallahassee like that. And, you know, that's the type of stuff that brings people to our community. We're building the capital city to this Sea Trail, which is a 122-mile bike trail. When the consultants came in to talk to us, they said 20, 30, 40-mile bike trail, people will come in regionally and visit. 122-mile bike trail, you'll have international visitors that'll come to our community, and that they will spend 2, 3, 4 days basically touring the area by bike. And so it's just a different way of looking at things, and it's a big attraction for people around the world.
It is, and I know I used to work at Visit Florida, and when travelers come for some of the nature-based outdoor activities, they also spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And we're so fortunate right here in Leon County. I think there's 850 miles of biking and hiking trails, plus then, like you said, I mean, those world-class paddling trails. And it's that crystal clear water in some of the places, and you don't get that experience many other places in the world.
If anything, we need to do a better job, not only with the students, but with the citizens. I'm still blown away with friends of mine who have said, I've never been to the Miksuki Greenway. It's a 7-mile linear park right in the middle of our community. You know, we're getting ready to add 10 more miles to it. And it's beautiful. I went out and ran most of it yesterday. It's a great, right in the middle of town. And so, and we've got pockets of stuff like that around the community that too many people don't know about. We need to do a better job of making sure that the citizens and the students get a chance to encounter that.
Well, you mentioned Trailahassee earlier, and isn't the website Trailahassee?
It is, trailahassee.com, and it's designed if you are here, what I'm hoping is if you go to the bike store and you're from out of town, you want to rent a bike and bike around, that you could pull up the app and you could say, what is closest trails to me right now? And you can see the write-ups on them. You can see how long they are. Are they dirt? Are they paved? You can kind of pick and choose from that. And there are an awful lot of trails, and the mountain bikers, some are legit and some of them are kind of bootleg, and we're slowly trying to go through that with property rights and work those out. Like a lot of the mountain bikers obviously use power line right-of-ways, so we're talking to the power companies about, can we get the easements? And it's just a matter of working through the logistics.
If people want any information about other happenings in Tallahassee, they can also go to visittallahassee.com, correct?
Yep, and we, you know, most of the year there's stuff going on all the time. I mean, it's certainly up until the dog days of the summer. I mean, I know the running club here in town, Gulf Winds Track Club, they've got a schedule that there's usually 1, 2, or 3 events in the region every weekend, depending on what you want to do. There's a biking event, there's a running event, there's a triathlon event, you know. And then if you look on at Visit Tallahassee, they've got a calendar that they keep of all the different music events and things like that that are going on.
Well, Commissioner DeLoge, thank you so much for sitting down with us today. Sure. You make us proud, and we love that you share Leon County's story with, you know, the United States.
So yeah, well, thanks. I love Tallahassee. I tell people all the time it's a great place to come home to.
It is. Yeah. It's the best. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.